Vermont's largest taxidermy collection needs a new home. The owners of the more than 600 stuffed birds and animals lost the lease on the building where the specimens have been on display in Marlborough. And as Vermont Public's Howard Weiss-Tisman found out, the taxidermy collection is being put into storage, with the future of the collection very much in doubt.
Route 9 cuts straight across the bottom part of Vermont, from the New York state line all the way to New Hampshire. It's a major tourist route, and in between Wilmington and Brattleboro, there's a scenic overlook with a gift shop that draws visitors from all over the country.
I'm Catherine Stauffer, and I'm from York, Pennsylvania.
We're visiting from New Orleans.
Boston, Mass.
I'm from Wisconsin.
My name is Tom Schwartz. I'm from Augusta, West Virginia. In fact, this was the first time we came across it. We were going home, and we drove 110 miles out of our way just to get more cheese. So this is one of our regular stops.
You can get cheese at the gift shop and fudge, Vermont t-shirts, postcards, and of course, maple syrup. There used to be a ski resort here before it closed in the 80s, and for decades, visitors have been coming to Hogback Mountain in Marlborough to experience the Green Mountain State in all its natural splendor and kitschy glory. Just down the hill from the Hogback Mountain Country Store, tucked away in a former ski lodge, is another roadside attraction. The largest taxidermy collection in the state and the third largest collection of native birds in all of New England.
You're at the entrance to the Southern Vermont Natural History Museum.
This is Ed Metcalf, and he purchased the taxidermy collection in 1996 for $56,000.
I want to show you the collection we have here. It's rather significant. It has over 600 taxidermy specimens and about 130 glass cases.
The taxidermy collection was put together by a guy named Lumen Nelson, who lived in nearby Winchester, New Hampshire. Nelson was a citizen naturalist. He wasn't connected to a university, and he didn't make a lot of money as a taxidermist. But in the early 1900s, Metcalf says, he preserved hundreds of local birds and mammals in his studio.
Mr. Nelson got special permission from U.S. Fish and Wildlife to basically collect anything he wanted to, something which would be pretty much impossible to do today. And I don't think anybody would want to do it today, but it was really considered an okay and normal thing to do back in the Victorian era and into the earlier part of the 20th century.
The collection ended up in Marlborough at the end of Nelson's life, in the early 60s, when Vermont's ski industry was booming and the owner of the Hogback Mountain Ski Resort was expanding his tourist empire, which would come to be billed as, quote, the biggest little area in New England. When Metcalf purchased the taxidermy collection about 30 years later, it was on display but stacked up tightly in the back of the gift shop. Metcalf renovated the nearby Marlborough Inn, which closed after the ski area shut down, and finally gave the Lumen Nelson taxidermy collection the space he says it deserved. And he says it fulfilled the dream he had ever since running around the woods in North Jersey, where he grew up, collecting turtle shells and deer antlers.
I knew this about this collection. I said, wow, I can really do what I always wanted to do as a kid and run a natural history museum. It's really what it came down to. It was like if you pick the thing you want to do when you're a kid but really had gotten away from, this was it.
The glass display cases, each built by Nelson, are spread out on three floors of the building, and each display case tells its own story. In one, a family of American bitterns protects a nest, positioned among reeds and sand along the shores of Lake Champlain. In another, almost two dozen starlings appear to flitter among a tree branch, preening their wings, dangling a worm for a chick, and getting ready to take flight. There's a Canadian lynx stalking prey, an albino gray squirrel climbing a tree, and bald eagles in varied stage of maturity.
I think what I love about it is that you can see nature up close. You can see items in a way that I think connects you to them in a different way. And I've always felt that if people can see some of these animals close up, that would help develop a connection.
The museum only charged $5 for adults, and Metcalf says it's never been a moneymaker. But through the years, they have been able to keep the doors open. That is until last summer, when the historically rainy season caused water to run into the building, triggering a black mold outbreak. Then the group found out that the owner of the building did not want to renew the lease, and they have to be out before the end of this month. Sarah Helms-Cahan, who's a professor in the biology department at UVM, says she hopes the Marlboro Group figures out a way to save their collection.
Those specimens are a time machine to the past. We don't actually have real time machines, but they are a representation of the life on this earth that we can't go back and recollect.
Helms-Cahan says that while taxidermy can be seen as an old and dusty tradition that can't reach today's children who are used to high-tech virtual experiences, there's no substitute for getting up close to marvel at the size of a mature loon or gawk at the talons of a bald eagle.
I think we deceive ourselves if we think that the virtual experience is a real substitute for that kind of physical engagement with objects.
Metcalf says the collection could be in storage for a few years until they find a location and the money to build a new museum. It's an ambitious dream, he admits, but one worth pursuing as the threats to our natural world only intensify. For Vermont Public, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Marlborough.